A snake was hit by a car. A woman picks him up, feeds him, and gets him to a full state of health. But then he bites her, injecting her with his deadly poison. On her deathbed, she asked, "After all I did, why me?" The snake responds, "You knew I was a snake when you picked me up." What's up, my Housewives Relatable listeners? It's your girl, Stella. I'm so sorry, guys. I've been MIA last week. I have been sick. Me, sick. I haven't been sick in years. Like, nothing, right? I always get, like, the throat stuff, but that's because, you know, I used to have a really bad habit. I used to smoke cigarettes, so... but I'm happy to say that I don't smoke anymore. You know, I've kicked the habit. That's great. I don't smoke cigarettes anymore, but I have been, sick. I think my kids, like, they caught something in school, and normally they, you know, they catch like a few things here and there, but it never makes me sick. But this one, for some reason, it made me sick, right? Not like bedridden sick, but I had no voice. I was stuffy. And I'm pretty sure that you guys can still hear me sounding a little bit nasally at this point. So I'm totally sorry for not showing up for you all last week. But it's okay. I'm here now. And we're going to do the podcast. We're going to do the show. And we're going to talk about so many things to talk about, guys. Okay, so I'm just going to give you a breakdown of what we're going to talk about on this episode today. So first of all, we're going to talk about the social media war. There's a little bit of an update. Well, not so much of an update. It's more my take on that. I have a quick update on the court case involving Louis Ruelas and Bodito. We're also going to cover Andy's recent announcement when it comes to the Real Housewives of New Jersey. And then Teresa's relocation updates. Yes, there's some developments when it comes to that. And lastly, we are going all the way back to season 12, which I believe was the first season where Louis was introduced. And there's a particular scene in there that may be an indicator of what was to come. So you might want to stick around for this one, guys. Let's jump right in. If you've been online, it's been very negative on social media. If you've been on X or Twitter, Instagram, you know, the feud between the Teresa Tuggers, we're going to call them Tuggers, it continues. And guys, you know I love the tree huggers. I say it all the time. Who can hate on people who just want to hug Teresa? But the tree thuggers, the tree stumps, I say it all the time, they are a different breed. It's a completely different ball game when it comes to them. And if one thing, they have proven to be very consistent with who they are. Now, I'm not going to overextend myself on this subject because I feel like I've talked about it already. But at least I want to say this. When someone shows you who they are, believe them. Believe them the first time. Because it was all fun and games when these same accounts were trashing Melissa Gorga, when they were trashing Joe Gorga, John Fuda, Margaret. No one was batting an eye. And some of us even engaged in it too. But once the pendulum came back the other way, oh my gosh, now everybody's outraged. Everybody is disgusted. People cannot believe what's coming out of some of these people's mouths. I'm just saying, guys, out of the sudden, just because these accounts have turned or decided to turn on Teresa, we can't pretend that we don't know that they were capable of saying such vile things and, you know, being low down and dirty and talking about other people's onboard child or baby, talking about people's husband, all that kind of stuff, right? So when I'm saying this, I'm not singling out anyone. I'm not talking particularly about anyone. But believe me, when someone is willing and ready to do or say low down and dirty things, even if they are saying it about a person that you happen to dislike, believe one thing. When they are mad, they will have the exact same behavior towards you or towards someone that you like or that you love. So we can all follow the tea. We can all follow the gossip. We can even just like eat some popcorn and watch behind the scenes. But at the end of the day, we shouldn't be supporting people that exhibit nasty behaviors, right? You could be like, I'm not a Teresa fan, but what you said is disgusting. Therefore, I'm not here for it because you're going too far. It's still a show, right? You could be like, I don't like Melissa. But even though I don't like Melissa, I don't believe that she should be called that, right? So these people have shown us like for a long time that they could do low down and dirty things. So now that they have turned on Teresa, everybody wants to scream, oh my gosh, I am so appalled. I am so outraged. We need to take action. We need to do this against these accounts. We should have done that a long time ago. That's all I'm saying. Guys, I meant to ask you, how was your eclipse day on Monday? For my part, I took some time out of my day. I made sure that I would stand outside just to watch. I got to see some of my neighbors that I never see. Everyone was outside and hoping to catch the eclipse. And I have to say that I have a really good backyard, so it was definitely the place to be on Monday. And my kids were at home because, of course, if you have children, they were mandated to stay at home on eclipse day. Although they could have been to school on that day because I think it happened around like 3:20, between 3:20 and 3:30. And usually that's when little kiddos are off of school. So anyways, to make a long story short, it was really, really amazing to see that the entire world went, well, maybe not the entire world, but this part of this world went dark at around 3:20. It felt like it was midnight at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So anyways, another very important thing happened on Monday, on Eclipse Day. And if you do follow me on my social media at relatable_Stella, you would have caught that very brief update. So in a nutshell, you know that I'm following the case when it comes to the lawsuit involving Louis Ruelas and Bo Deedle. There are other defendants, of course, that are involved in this lawsuit, other attorneys. So on Monday, they were supposed to have a hearing at 9:30 a.m. And basically, the gist of it is that they're looking to dismiss the entire case because they're saying that the plaintiffs failed to serve them with the complaint within 20 days. So I will definitely keep you updated when it comes to the entire case. But so far, this is pretty much all of the information that I have as of today. And another thing, guys, that I wanted to share with you all is, and I'm going to use the word allegedly, but I have heard through the grapevines that Louis Ruelas is paying for Bo Deedle's legal expense. And if you listen to my podcast a few episodes ago, Bo Deedle's attorney is Joe Takupina. And Joe Takupina is a very, very, very expensive attorney. I basically provided you with a list of the people that he had represented in the past. Just to give you like a quick summary, I said Mick Mills, I said A$AP Rocky, Michael Jackson, Donald Trump, and so much more. And even, oh, there's that guy. You know, if you guys watch that movie, it's like one of my favorite movies. It's called The Bronx Tale or Bronx Tale with Lilo Brancato. Anyways, at some point in time, Lilo got into, a little bit of problems. Well, a little bit, I should say a lot, right? He ended up doing a 10-year bid. And I'm not going to discuss about everything that it was about, but he was represented by Joe Tacopina. So I just thought I would say that, but it's not relevant to the case. So guys, you can count on me. I will keep on keeping you updated when it comes to the lawsuit involving Louis Ruelas and Bo Deedle. So Andy Cohen has made an announcement recently that there could be a cast shakeup in New Jersey for season 15. And I don't know if you guys will agree with me or, you know, if it means what I think it means, but there has been a lot of speculation as to what to expect for season 15 of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. If you follow other influencers online, a lot of people have a lot of interesting theories when it comes to all of this. And of course, we have seen Rachel Fuda. She basically cut out Teresa out of the picture. And people have speculated about, you know, what does it mean for Teresa to be at the end and for Melissa to be at the end and for Dolores to be in the middle, right? So maybe we are all reading a lot into this, but I'm just going to give you my opinion when it comes to the whole thing. I truly believe that Teresa might be the one going, not returning, for season 15 of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. I really believe that Teresa might not be returning. And the reason why is because, you know, some people have alluded that the fact that she was on another network with doing House of Villains, which is not even part of Bravo, NBC, or Universal. So a lot of people have speculated on that and said that, it's kind of unusual for a network like Bravo to okay that and to be okay with Teresa filming on a completely different network. So some people have said that maybe the reason why the network was okay with that in the first place was because they were not intending on renewing Teresa's contract. So I find that this makes a lot of sense. But in addition to that, they also dropped the trailer while Teresa was filming in House of Villains. And by Teresa's own admission, she was really, really, really upset about that because they dropped the trailer while she was in the house. And of course, they had access to their phones, but they were not supposed to be on social media or something like that. So she could not comment or respond, right? So I thought that was very interesting. And it's almost as if like they are not, you know, it's like kind of like a psychological F you to Teresa from the network, maybe because the producers at this point, they felt like it was so difficult to film that season. And let's be honest, guys, the reason why it was difficult to film that season has nothing to do with Melissa. It has nothing to do with Margaret. It probably has everything to do with Teresa. And she said it. She said it at last, the last reunion. She said that she would not engage or speak to Melissa and that she had no interest of speaking to Margaret. So at the end of the day, and I've been saying this since day one, guys, I know people do not like to hear this. And they feel like, oh, I'm bashing Teresa. I'm not bashing her. But to us, this is a reality TV show. But at the end of the day, for Teresa, it is a job. It is her career at this point. So, you know, you can't just be like so difficult and make like these ridiculous requests and say, oh, I refuse to film with Melissa and Margaret and I'm not going to engage with these people. It's a reality TV show and you have to interact with the other cast members. And the more difficult you make it, I'm sorry, you're kind of just shooting yourself in the foot by doing that. And I always felt like Teresa's fans, like the ones that are the diehard fans and they say, we love Teresa so much. I said it from the very beginning. I said, you guys are not realizing that you are giving her the worst advice by blowing her head up and saying, Teresa, you don't need to film with anybody. Teresa, you're the queen of New Jersey. Everybody wants to sit in your seat. You don't have to talk to Melissa. It's like, fine. You know what? At the end of the day, if that's the advice that you want to give Teresa, give her that advice. But I always felt like she would be shooting herself in the foot by doing just that. Because at this point, it feels like Teresa has just alienated herself from the rest of the cast, right? By not engaging with Melissa, by not engaging with Margaret, and just being like overall super difficult to film with. Like, I can't even imagine, you know, how many crews they had to have, you know, production crews, just to like film around Teresa and make sure that, oh my gosh, her schedule doesn't, like, you know, her path doesn't intertwine with Melissa or Margaret. It was probably like really difficult logistically to do. And I just have to think about, I think it was season 6, you know, the season where they had the twins on with Amber Marchese. I think Amber lives in Colts Neck or something like that. Anyways, because it was like so far from where the rest of the cast was, you know, they had to have two different crews, right? And it made it very difficult just like to film logistically. I've read that somewhere at some point in time. So imagine if you're a person like Teresa and you're part of an ensemble cast, and then Teresa's just like, I'm not going to film with anyone because, you know what? Everyone is telling me that I'm the queen and that everyone is coming for my seat. So, you know what? I don't have to do anything, right? I can make like demands of that sort, right? And another thing, right, that I think about all the time is Andy Cohen. I think Andy, like, he has that personality where he can have like a really favorite, like a person that he really loves, like on a franchise, like he can have like an actual favorite. We've seen it with Nini, we've seen it with Bethany, and I think Andy, he will ride for you like for a super long time, and he will even put you on a pedestal, and for a long time it will feel like you can do absolutely no wrong and Andy will have your back. But then eventually he likes to kind of like build you up all the way up and bring you back down. So I have a feeling that Andy might be doing that to Teresa's next, because let's be honest, Teresa has been kind of feeling herself for quite some time. She has become too big for her britches at this point. And her behavior on the show over the past few years, like, I understand that the Teresa from previous years, the fun Teresa, the kooky Teresa, the Teresa who didn't really think too much before she spoke, like the fun Teresa, that Teresa seems long gone to me. I haven't seen that Teresa in years, in multitude of seasons. And at the end of the day, I feel like maybe even the network at this point is starting to feel like, this is so toxic. And by toxic, I mean everything that surrounds Teresa or has to do with Teresa is really, really, really toxic to the franchise at this point, right? Like, if you think about it, Teresa flipped the table on Danielle and all of that. Okay, that was a long time ago. And then everything that had to do with her legal situation and all of that, you know, that was a long time ago too. And Teresa's fans, like the tree huggers, they were always die hard for her. But over the past few years, honestly, I can honestly say it has been toxic on Twitter, toxic on Instagram. It's like people are scared to even like say anything online because they're afraid of the tree tuggers, like seriously, or the tree stumps or whatever, right? So maybe the network is starting to feel the heat of it all. And they're just like, you know what? We don't even want to deal with that anymore because it's so toxic. It seems like there's a lot of games that are being played behind the scenes. And it's hard to keep the integrity of the show when you have particular, like certain cast members leaking information to bloggers or, you know, podcasters or like third parties and whatnot, right? So I don't know. If Teresa was to actually leave the show, let's say season 14 was her last season on The Real Housewives of New Jersey, if one thing, the toxicity of it all, it would be much better, because I don't feel like the rest of the cast brings that level of just like nastiness online. It's like people, like, you know, we have the Melissa fans, people are like Margaret fans or Rachel Fuda. It's not toxic like that, but the Teresa fans can be really, really, really toxic. And we're seeing it right now. It's playing out, it's playing all out right now as we speak. It's a very toxic environment. So I wouldn't be surprised if Andy Cohen and the rest of the producers just had enough and we're just like, you know what, we don't want to deal with that anymore. Like, this is too much, and maybe we need a cast shakeup. Another thing that I wanted to say when it comes to all of that is, I don't know if you guys caught Teresa's Namaste Bitches podcast with Melissa Feaster, but on her podcast, and you guys have to listen to it, okay? Well, you don't have to, but I just suggest that you do. So Teresa, she was saying to Melissa that she has been traveling quite a bit to LA. And of course, she talks about Louis' new venture with Venevia. And she's talking about going to Coachella. And she says that Louis has more business to do with Venevia again. So, you know, it's been a lot of trips to LA or to California lately. So Melissa Feaster, at some point in time, she asked Teresa, I don't know if it was a setup question, but it seemed like, you know, it was really convenient to ask that question at that point. And then Melissa said, well, you know, going to California like that, back and forth all the time, it could be quite costly. What do you guys do when it comes to hotels and all of that, right? That kind of stuff. So Teresa responded, yeah, it is costly, and that's why we're even thinking about buying a little pied-à-terre, right? You know, a little space in California for us to stay, because we're like spending a lot of time there all the time. That's what she said, right? So Teresa is planning on buying a piece of property in California, whether it's a condo or an apartment or a house. I think she said she was not really into the house because they already have a house in New Jersey. But nevertheless, she said that she's looking at a piece of to purchase a piece of property in California, which I thought was very, very interesting, because I remembered, I think it was an article from a couple of years ago, Teresa was already planting the seed on that. And she was saying, oh, you know what? Who knows, if I move to California, I might join the cast of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or Orange County or something like that. But basically, she was saying that when she was done with the show at some point in time, or when her kids were a little bit older, she would make the big move to California. So the fact that Teresa hinted at wanting to purchase a piece of property in California, and you know, you pair that with the recent announcement from Andy Cohen saying that, you know what, this is no longer sustainable. We can't continue to do all of this. You know, we need to have the cast members interacting with each other. And if Teresa is not willing, then, you know, we have to make a very hard or important decision, right? And at this point of the game, guys, it's not because I am a Melissa fan, or maybe it is because I am a Melissa fan, maybe I am biased when it comes to this, but I truly do believe that if Andy has to make that decision at some point in time, if he decides to cut somebody off of the show, I truly hope that that person is Teresa. And the only reason why I'm saying this is because Teresa has been unwilling to play the game, right? She said it at the reunion, I don't know how we're going to coexist. And she stood firm on that, where Melissa said, you know what, I will do whatever the family wants to do, whatever you guys want to do, I will do it. You know, I can coexist, I can do it, I can show up to work and do my job, it's not a problem, you know. So I don't feel like Melissa should be penalized for this. I think that Teresa should be, because she's the one who is unwilling to do the job, right? And if it was like any other job, and I've said this before multiple times, any other employer, you can't show up at work and just say, I don't like this person, I don't like that person, and therefore I'm not going to interact with them. You know, like, you can't do that. And although it is a show for us, it is Teresa's job. So if she's refusing to perform the duties of her job, then let her go. Let her go and just say, you know what, you had a good run, you gave us great TV, but now it's really the time for you to go and then, you know, explore a new venture. And voila, that's really my opinion, guys. Let me know in the comments what you think. So all of this talk about the possibility of a cast shakeup for season 15 of The Real Housewives of New Jersey had me wanting to go back and just watch the first official season that Louis was on with Teresa and all of that. And I have to be honest with you guys. And if you go back to my previous episodes, you will see that what I'm saying is true. At the very beginning, I wanted to give Louis a chance. And I was thinking, you know what? It's possible that he was toxic to his exes. It's possible that he was himself a toxic person. But I didn't feel that it was fair to crucify him from the get-go. I wanted to give him a chance as well. Because what if he did the work? What if he actually worked on himself and he was now a changed person, right? So I wanted to definitely give him a chance in that way. And at first, I felt like, okay, maybe he is trying. But it did not take very long for me to realize that Louis was playing a certain game. And it's only at that point that I said, you know what? I'm not sure about this guy because he speaks on both sides of his mouth. On one side, he's like supporting Teresa, but then whenever he has an opportunity to throw her onto the bus to, like, you know, her, like other cast members or in front of other people, whenever Louis has an audience, he doesn't always seem like he was protecting Teresa, in my opinion, right? So anyways, so I went back to watch season 11 of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. And if you recall, the show starts, there's already a little bit of tension between Joe Gorga, Melissa, Louis, Teresa, and nobody really fully understands why. Right now we know why there was tension, but at the time we did not know why. So when you watch that season, there's a point in time where the cast, they go to the Jersey Shore, and then Louis is supposed to join them. Teresa's supposed to host, I think, a barbecue or something like that at her shore house. But then eventually she changes the plans and say, oh, I have a full house full of kids. We're going to have the barbecue at Jen's house instead, right? So the whole time they are spending time on the beach. They're having fun. They're drinking, yada, yada, yada. And Louis was supposed to be there, but he never shows up. So I just wanted to play you a little snippet, like a little clip of that episode. Okay, so it's after the beach. Everybody's kind of like, you know, drunk and merry, happy. They know they're going to eat some good food. There's a change of plans. It was supposed to be at Teresa, but now it's going to be at Jennifer. Everybody's happy, right? So everybody goes back to their respective shore house. And then Teresa is at Jennifer's house. She's getting ready. And then she receives a phone call from Louis. And then it seems like Louis is very agitated. He's not happy. He say to Teresa that he is a few minutes away. That's what he says to her on the phone. He says, I'm a few minutes away. I really don't feel for all of this. And he seems upset. And Teresa seems upset as well because, of course, Louis is upset, right? So they're both a little agitated on the phone. So then right after that, we see an altercation or, you know, Teresa exchanged some words with one of the producers of the show. And this is the little audio clip that I want you guys to listen to. And I'm going to give you my opinion when it comes to that particular scene. So here it is.
Hello? Hi. How far away are you? Okay. Why? Oh, I'm Mike. All right. Teresa, what happened with Louis?
I want to talk to you about it.
Like, what?
We talked to him pretty much. He's all upset.
Okay.
Did you talk to you about it?
No.
I think he feels like everyone's talking about him and he wants to know why.
I told him not to come around if he feels like
also,
that. Louis did not sign up for this, to be antagonized, to be questioned, anything. I told him, like, you don't deserve this. He does not have to tell him anything. I'm in the public eye, not Louis.
Here's the thing, the story's out there.
I don't want to discuss it. He's the love of my life. Like, I want to protect him. They're not happy for us. They want to sabotage us.
Where are you going?
I'm leaving. Where the guys and grace are the devil.
Teresa, wait. Why are you still filming?
Teresa, go film yourself upstairs.
Okay, so in that audio clip, you hear Teresa. She says, and I hope it was clear enough for you guys to hear, but anyway, I'm just going to paraphrase here. So Teresa is talking to one of the producers, and she comes out of her room and says, "What happened to Louis?" That's what Teresa says to the producer. Which is kind of weird, because the last time we heard us, the viewers of Louis, he was on the phones with Teresa, saying to Teresa, "I'm a few minutes away." But we never actually see Louis. He's talking to her on the phone. So then for Teresa to come out of her room and say to the producer, "What happened to Louis?" It implies that Louis came to the Shore House. Okay, to Jennifer's Shore House. So then the producer actually says to Teresa, "We had a conversation with him in the parking lot." And I never truly, you know, at the time, you know, it happened really fast. I didn't really pick up on that. I was just like, okay, it's just like there's something that happened with Louis, whatever. But now I'm thinking differently when it comes to that whole thing, because it's like, it seems like Louis, well, not it seems like Louis came. He came to the Shore House. We just didn't see it. It didn't make the cut. It was edited out, or maybe they were not filming. Maybe they were not prepared for this, right? But Louis came after he had that conversation with Teresa on the phone and said to her, "I'm a few minutes away." Louis ended up showing up at the Shore House and had an altercation with the producers, okay? By altercation, I mean verbal altercation. Who knows what Louis said to them, and who knows what they said to Louis at that point. But they definitely had a verbal exchange, the producers and Louis. Because that's what the producer said to Teresa. She said, "Hey, we just had a conversation with him in the parking lot." And Teresa was fuming and she was upset. And she was like, "Why are you trying to get him to talk about that? He doesn't want to talk about it. Like, I told him he doesn't have to stick around if he does not feel comfortable." And then she starts saying, like, "They don't care about us. They're not happy for us. You know, they're mean to us," that kind of stuff, right? And then the producer is trying to make try to get through to Teresa and try to, you know, say things that make sense and say, "Teresa, he needs to talk about it. He needs to talk about the situation because it is out there. It's not that we're digging for this. It's out there. He has to address it." And then Teresa gets mad. She leaves and she tells him to go F themselves. And then, you know, she takes off in the car, right? And while Jennifer Aiden is kind of like eavesdropping on the situation, right? So here's the thing. I find it very interesting that this took place and Louis actually came and showed up and created problems for Teresa behind the scenes. You have to remember, guys, this is not a scene that we, the viewers, got to see. We just got to hear about the aftermath of it all, right? We got to hear from the producer saying, "Yeah, he came and we talked to him in the parking lot, but he left," right? Kind of thing. So now that I'm thinking about it in retrospect, it's like, why would Louis, who's a man, like he's a grown man, I don't care about what anybody's saying, people like to say, or Louis like say, "Oh, I'm so sensitive." It's like, you're an adult and you need to act like an adult. So it's kind of funny to me that Louis showed up on the set, because it is a job at the end of the day. It's reality TV for us, but it is Teresa's job. And he created or caused a ruckus behind the scenes with production. He got into a verbal altercation with them. And then he created this atmosphere where things were left unsettled. So then Teresa, she learned about that from production. Obviously, she's going to be unsettled because she's like, oh my gosh, now Louis is not feeling well. Louis is upset about something. Now I have to come and storm off after him and like find him, right? What kind of man, what kind of person would deliberately try to cause problem for you at your place of work, at your job? Because I have to say it again, it is reality TV for us, but for Teresa, it is her job. It is a job. We enjoy it. We watch it on TV, but it is a job. You know, it's a real job. So Louis, and he was like fresh that season, he creates this problem behind the scenes and cause turmoil between himself and production. And he's basically putting Teresa in a situation where she has to pick between her job and him at that point. And what does Teresa do? She leaves. She left. That's when she left. She was just like, oh my gosh, Louis upset. I have to leave. I have to go after him. And she storms off. So what if Louis was already planting the seed back then? What if Louis already had a plan to mess things up for Teresa? And I know, guys, it sounds like, oh my gosh, there's a lot of hypothetical here, Stella. But let's just try to think about it with just the facts. Teresa has been on the show for 14 seasons. And before Louis even came in her life, production always said, or what we heard through the grapevines anyways, was that Teresa was so easy to work with. The producers loved her. She showed up every day, did what she had to do. You know, she knows what to do to make great TV. But we never really got the impression that Teresa was the kind of housewife that was creating problems with production, right? Think whatever you want about her, but that's always the feedback that I got back then, that Teresa was super easy to work with. So, but over the past few years, it seems that this has changed a little bit. And it seems like production is having a little bit of a harder time with Teresa and Louis behind the scenes, right? So if you really think about it, Louis came into Teresa's life. Now, out of the sudden, Teresa is starting to have problems with production behind the scenes. Teresa is very agitated. She's very angry. There's certain things that they cannot talk about, film, or, you know, she's a bit more restrictive in that way. Then you have Louis saying that he wants to have a very close relationship with Teresa and her family, but all we see is Teresa getting farther and farther and farther away from her family and her brother. And say whatever you want, guys. Teresa always had a weird relationship with her brother and a weird relationship with Melissa, but she was always at least willing to pretend a little bit to have somewhat of a relationship with them. Even though we knew it was a little fake, she was never categoric and definitive where she's like, I'm not talking to my brother. Like, it was never like that until Louis came along. By Gia's own admission, when the producer asked Gia, when did it all change? She said, well, it was, you know, everything was fine right before Louis. That's what Gia said in her confessional. So take it from Gia, right? So we have that. Now it seems like Teresa is having problems in friendship. It's weird to me that Teresa is traveling to LA or California, and Melissa Feaster, her co-host, lives in California. And it's funny to me that Teresa doesn't seem to see Melissa at all when she's in California. Dina also lives in California. Teresa likes to say, I'm still friends with Dina. We're still friends. Meanwhile, there hasn't been one picture between her and Dina. And you would think that for someone who is still friends with Dina, she would have visited her while she's in California. It's not happening. So it seems to me like one by one, all of the people that used to be in Teresa's life are slowly disappearing. Okay, we're talking about Joe and Melissa. We're talking about Dina. We're talking about Dina's husband, of course. There has been some rumors about Jim. I don't know about that. Teresa's lawyer. People are saying that, you know, there's tension there between Louie and Jim. I'm not privy to that information. I cannot confirm or deny, but I have to say that it has been mentioned and it is out there that there is tension between the two. But again, I'm just going to use the word allege. Now, another thing that is going on with all of that is Louie moved Teresa out of her home, the home that she had with Joe Giudice and the girls. So she sold that house and moved in with Louie. So Teresa, by her own admission, she said this on her podcast recently, that she doesn't take care of anything that has to do with the bills when it comes to the house. Louie is responsible for all of that. And Teresa's not on the deed either. She is not on the house. The house belongs to Louie. Okay. So Teresa went from being the owner of her property to just being living with Louie in this house. And this house is under Louie's name. So she doesn't have a good relationship with her brother. She's not in good terms with Dina anymore, who used to be a friend, like a good friend from back in the days. Also happens to be the godmother of one of her kids, right? It seems like Teresa's having a lot of problems behind the scenes filming the show, which was never an issue before. She's in a house that does not belong to her. And now there's a possibility that she might lose this paycheck from Bravo. So I can't help to think if it was something that was calculated all along on Louie's part from the very beginning. You know, maybe he was like thinking, you know what? I'm going to have her distance herself from everyone that she knows. I'm going to have her be completely dependent on me financially. And then it's going to make it even harder for her to leave me. You know, we've seen this before. There's a lot of men that do this. It wouldn't be the first time. And I can't help to think, you know, when Melissa said this.
Okay, what's going on? I want to know what's the problem. Because, like, everybody else is talking about all this.
There's no problem, babe.
No, they said there is, that you're upset about something.
Well, I was upset that you said you had issues with my mom or something.
I said there's a history there with your family.
Trisha, you're coming over to here and brewing a moment of me and Melissa.
Okay,
I'm really give you some respect, our space.
But
I don't care if God came down and said something to you. It's not fair what you're doing.
But my point was, I wasn't going to invite just one person.
I'm sorry. You're not making any sense what you're saying. Teresa, it doesn't matter what anybody's saying. You need to respect that I'm here talking to your sister alone.
There completely is two sides to Louie. I know he definitely wants to look like, hey, I'm the good guy in this. I'm going to fix it. But then he can't control when he's angry. Sometimes I think like it's the guy he wants to be, but then there's the guy he really is.
This is why in my mind, I call him Louie. Like there's two sides to Louie. There's Louie Cruellas and Louie Ruelas. And I don't know if you guys have watched that movie Cruella. Such a good movie, by the way, guys. Emma Thompson and Emma Watson are awesome in that movie. I can't believe I did not watch it before. But it's truly, like the whole time I was watching this movie, it made me think of that. It made me think of Louie. And it made me think of people that are like him. You know, people that are genuinely one person at their core. And they're trying to suppress that person as much as possible. And what they put out to the world is a different person, you know, like this character, this persona. But meanwhile, no one has a real understanding of who they truly are, right? So that's why I believe there's really two sides to Louis. And I guess time will tell. We're going to find out. But that's all I have for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in and, you know, sticking with me through through my sickness. You know, I know I was a little stuffy today. So hopefully you were able to catch everything. And, you know, just to talk about that whole thing that is happening on Twitter and on social media and all of that. You know, I don't want to sound like I'm preaching. Everybody can do whatever they want. You are free to do whatever you want. I'm just giving you my opinion. But at the end of the day, I guess what I was trying to convey was we really need, as a community, we really need to try to do better when it comes to these types of behaviors. You know, I don't believe that we should try to justify something that is toxic just because we enjoy it. We enjoy or we relinquish in the negativity. I guess we all like a little bit of gossip here and there. But at the end of the day, when we see people come out of their freaking faces and start saying things that are inappropriate about another person, I think that's where we should all draw the line. You know, I enjoy a lot of the gossip that is out there. I said it so many times before, to me, it's just a show and it's not that deep. It's not that serious. And, you know, a little shade is fine. A little bit of sarcasm, snarkasm, that's all okay with me. But, you know, when people really try to cut other people to the white meat, I find that that's really inappropriate. Just state your opinion, but you don't have to get nasty. And, you know, if we were not trying to give these people a platform, they would have not been able to stick around for as long as they did. So anyways, thank you so much for listening, guys. And as always, thanks for being a fan and not fanatical. Ciao.